The Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast features people from the real estate community sharing real stories about their struggles, pains, and even losses during their own real estate journey. We share these real experiences so you can learn from them and build a successful journey of your own. Now, here's your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vindu Capital, located in Charleston, South Carolina.
Hey, and welcome, everyone. I'm really excited and honored to have Whitney Sewell here for with us. Whitney, thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I am excellent, Cody. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, thank you. We really appreciate the time and the effort you made to get on here. For our audience that are maybe new, I want to remind everyone that we're here today to talk about and learn from experiences from Whitney about unforeseen circumstances that maybe have come up during his process in real estate and what he was able to take away from those and then leverage and learn and ideally teach all of us what we can learn and leverage from there. But before we actually get started, Whitney, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about yourself, your company, and what kind of real estate you're working with today.
Of course. It's a long story. I'll make it brief. But, I started in the military in 2001 in March, having no idea we'd be at war in just a few months, right? Ended up spending all of 2005 in Iraq. Just so thankful to have been able to make it home. Unfortunately, not everyone in my squad did. But I made it home. I received Soldier of the Year while I was over there. Thankful for that. Became a police officer with Kentucky State Police. And from being a police officer, first couple of years, I would have done it for free. I loved working the road, loved the uniform, the structure. But there was an income problem. And so about 2009, I'd been married about a year, realized that, the first whole year of marriage, just passed each other in the hallway. The first whole year of marriage. And also guys were retiring, making, 35 to 40 grand a year. And the light bulb finally went off for me that, this is probably not what's best long term, right? We wanted to grow a family and that was going to be very difficult. We wanted my wife to be able to stay at home when we had children. And, on say 35 to 40,000 a year, we're free a bit of overtime that I possibly could every night, weekend and holiday. Like it's just not the family position I was looking for.
Right.
And so in came real estate. I looked for other ways to supplement my income. I found out that not only one or two people had built wealth in real estate, but hundreds of thousands of people have built wealth in real estate. So I was like, okay, if all those people can do it, I can probably do it too. And so we jumped in, bought two triplexes very quickly in 2009 and made a lot of mistakes. We made a ton of mistakes between self-managing and just trusting the seller, the broker too much and not doing proper due diligence. I mean, all kinds of things. But it was a university and thankfully we didn't quit there. I soon became a federal agent and that moved us to Virginia where we live now. But during that time, I bought and sold some other properties, got up to a 15 unit. Still again, realized that this is going to be very difficult to scale, get to that level that we're looking for. I started traveling to lots of conferences and meeting so many people in the syndication business. I'm like, wait, what is the syndication thing? How have I not known about this? And again, meeting so many people who they've only been in the business a year or two and they're buying 100 unit complexes. I mean, I thought that was something for you when you get like 20 years into it. I didn't realize that, you could do that fast. And so again, I thought, okay, if they can do it, I can do it too. And so we had a farm and another business and other things, going also at that time, my wife and I knew that it was now or never. We sold our farm and the 15 unit and everything else and just completely committed to the syndication business. Started obviously daily podcasts and lots happened since then. But we jumped into large multifamily say B-C+ type assets. Workforce housing has been our specialty or focus. Colorado Springs, Boise, Idaho. We do have a Class A property as well and fixing to buy another one. That's a very quick version, but happy to answer any questions around that, Cody.
Yeah, well, no. And hey, I think I speak for our audience in saying thank you for your service and what you did and the sacrifice you made. I know before we hit record, we were talking a little bit how you came to real estate and how you came to where you're at today. You have, and as you mentioned, you've had some ups and downs. Would love to hear if you have any specific examples for our audience that really resonate and maybe could help them if they're finding themselves in that similar situation.
No, it's a great question. I get it often. And there's so many issues, Cody, as entrepreneurs, we're problem solvers, right? That's where we create value, especially in multifamily syndication. If you're doing that value add type model, like so many, I mean, there's problems there, right? And that's why we're in the business. We're looking for problems that we can fix and create value. And so it's very common. And that could go from one end of the scale to the other, where those problems lie and things that pop up. But for me, some of my most stressful times were getting into this space and the level of dedication that it took for me to make this happen. I mean, we did 100 million last year. It surprised me, you know, that we were able to move that fast, you know, and do that level of deals. And, it's just incredible. You know, we did 4 large deals last year, 3 of them were $10 to $12 million raises, and all those filled up in like 10 to 12 hours. And so being able to scale, you know, like that has taken just a higher level of commitment than I think imagined from the beginning. And not only, here's the thing though, Cody, like not just a commitment from myself and maybe my team, of course, my immediate team. And when I say immediate team, I mean my wife and my kids. And so, you know, the first 2 years we were doing this, it was like me working 2 or 2.5 full-time jobs nonstop. That was some of the most stressful times. I would be up in the morning taking investor calls if they scheduled them. And believe it or not, 5 to 7 a.m. And then I'd have my federal agent position from like 7 to 4:30. And then I'd get home and I would do interviews. You know, we had a daily podcast. I'd be doing interviews and I would be taking investor calls, emails, working with our team, you know, still sometimes, 10 or midnight most nights. And I would look out the window and we bought this little house in town and I would look out the window from the basement, this office I created, and I could see my kids playing in the backyard. That was so difficult for me because I wanted to be out there with them, of course, but I had to get good at saying no to even good things. It's a great thing to be able to play with your kids, right? But having that vision, long-term vision of where we're going and being completely committed to it, it was extremely difficult and such a, and like selling our farm, I kind of glossed over that, but that was so difficult for us and my entire family. I mean, it was our dream place, but we knew again that it was now or never. And so we said, okay, we've got to do it. Let's get it done as quick as we can.
So if you don't mind me asking, I think a lot of us have found ourselves in a similar situation. We may have a day job, if you will, that we're committed to, and we're kind of glued to for more traditional income and how we've been raised to think about, you know, do well, work hard, do that. But then we see this other avenue in real estate that we can make some really good financial money and change the way that our families and financial futures look. What was the light bulb moment for you or the biggest challenge when you made that switch, when you said, you know what, I do need to be all in? You mentioned talking to and working with your wife about that sort of thing, but what was maybe the biggest challenge or hurdle that you had to overcome when you decided, you know what, I got to do this full time. It's time to make the switch.
Yeah. So it is a big decision. I question often, obviously, if you have a wife and kids, then you're in a little different scenario than if you don't, right? And you're right, having to make that transition. And I would say sooner the better. However, you do have to be smart about it. You know, you are providing for your family, you know, potentially, and you don't want to, you know, jump ship too fast, you know, or burn that bridge too fast, if that's the case. For me, we were really at that point, Cody, where it was like one of the jobs has to go. I mean, like it is like the real estate business either has to work or I've just got to be the best federal agent I can be. We had sacrificed so much family wise and me personally being the father and husband that I want to be, it had to work, you know, and eventually we had done a deal or two. And I mean, a few syndications, and it was like, okay, you know, we have the investor base now, we have the deal flow, we have the team, you know, I've put these processes in place. Like, what are we waiting for? You know? And so eventually it was, okay, it's now or never. Even my boss from the federal agent position said, you know, I have a position there anytime I want, you know, they hated to see me go. Well, you know, that was helpful, right? But sure. By that point, I mean, there was no looking back, that's for sure. And so it was a matter of, you know, building that team. I mean, I'd already put the time in both positions and my family had put the time in, you know, me being gone all the time. And so we finally reached the point. I did have, you know, some income from real estate and there was, you know, evidence more income coming, right? We had all those systems in place. It was happening. And so we knew it was time, and it was then or never.
Gotcha.
Like I said, I think there's a lot of folks out there still trying to figure out how do they make that switch, or when is the right opportunity to make that switch. And to your point, I think you really need to look at everything, and every situation is different. But there is potentially going to come a time where it is too much. You're missing out on things, whether it's financial opportunities you're missing out on, or deals, or family time, or whatever it may be.
Right.
It's understanding, what are your ultimate goals? How fast do you want to get there? And what's the commitment you're willing to make to help get there?
You are missing out on a lot by not being full-time in real estate and being 100% focused, because you can move so much faster, structure your time so much better, all those things. You do eventually have to do it. And unless you just have a lot of money from one way or another, you know, already backing you, you got to support yourself, right? At the same time. So unfortunately for most people, it does mean like working two full-time jobs for a good while.
Well, Whitney, I think that's as good a place as ever to stop. I truly appreciate the time and the knowledge in helping our audience understand that it is okay to potentially work two jobs, but there is going to come a time where there needs to possibly be a switch, and understanding what that looks like, what it feels like. And then it's not always going to be easy to think about, but you do have to discuss it with yourself or your spouse or your family or whoever it is that's going to be impacted and make the right decision. Whitney, again, thank you so much. For those that want to follow up, connect with you, where can they find you? How do they get in touch with you?
Thank you, Cody. Pleasure to meet you and be on your show. They can go to lifebridgecapital.com, then go to the contact us page, of course, and our team will be in touch very quickly to schedule a call with me. But also, you can email me personally, whitney@lifebridgecapital.com. You can call or text me at 540-585-4338. I look forward to hearing from you.
Awesome. Whitney, again, thank you so much. And I look forward to talking with you again down the road.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast with Cody Lewis. Be sure to subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform so you can catch every episode of the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast.